Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Yeah, it is. And we're definitely having a little bit of a party over here. Big shout out to Bud Light for making it happen. 2 Bud Light gift cards given away. Well, I think we've already given both those gift cards away. We've got a big nice cooler over here that we're giving away as well. We got a couple of tickets. Ron, you got the timestamp on those? When are we giving the tickets away?
5 o'clock hour. 5 o'clock hour is when the tickets are being given away, courtesy of the great people at Bud Light. 4 o'clock hour is when that beautiful cooler we hooked somebody up with, courtesy of Bud Light. And we've already hooked up multiple people, courtesy of Bud Light, with $25 gift cards. So it's been fun, but you still got time.
Yeah, you got plenty of time. Come on by. We're still going to raffle off some things. You got to be here. You got to sign up. Got to be here. Put your name in a raffle. Drink you a couple of cold beers, and maybe you can win something along the way.
And she making them drinks.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is mixing them, pulling them out of the cooler over there. That cooler's fully stocked, so come on through. The Texans cheerleaders. It's raining out there. The Texans cheerleaders are on their way. 4:15 is the ETA right now. They've apparently stuck in a little bit of traffic.
Damn it!
But they are coming, Ron. They are coming. I can't wait to see what they think about your blonde hair. Some of them, I don't know if they're old enough to remember Cisco. I don't know if they're old enough to remember.
It's not really
Dennis
Cisco.
Rodman. No, it's definitely
Rodman.
Dennis Rodman. I'm doing you a solid. It's a little bit more Rodman, but I didn't know if you wanted me to lead with that. But okay,
I want you to lead with honesty. I want people to stop walking up. Oh, it looks good.
No,
shut up.
I am dead ass honest. It's Rodman. It's definitely Rodman Gold, and if you edge that thing up, I think it's got a chance.
I think it's more Wesley Snipes.
And I think you can pull
Simon
it off. I do think this, though. I think you wore the wrong glasses today. I tried to put it on. Yeah, but he can't give himself Wesley. I mean, you can't give
that's
himself Wesley.
I mean, but that's the closer look to it.
Now here's the deal. Pull up that Dennis Rodman when he had that wedding dress on. Pull that one up. I think it's going to be real close.
Hell, you put me in a wedding dress.
Oh, no, I didn't put you in a wedding dress. But, I mean, I tried to give you a tip here. I tried to let you know that them glasses, them turtle shell frames were on point with that blonde hair. That gold was matching, man. and you going to pull out the black frame glasses today instead of taking the coaching well, man. I don't know. But anyway, if you want to see Ron's hair, come on out. We are at Buffalo Wild Wings, Park Row Boulevard in Katy, not far off I-10, just a stone's throw, a couple blocks off I-10, real easy to find. Come on by and hang out with us and get you a couple of these cold beers. And I went with the dry rub, Buffalo dry rub, bone-in wing, pretty solid. Not quite the Chipotle barbecue, but a pretty solid grub. Come on through and hang with us. If not, make sure you listen on that Odyssey app, AUDACY. Download the Odyssey app. Take us everywhere you go. And got a lot of cool features on there. YouTube, Twitch, we greatly appreciate y'all following along. And all them on the old radio dial, we greatly appreciate y'all as well. Ron Pressure, look, we've talked a lot about the run game. Mm. And I do think the run game is ultimately what takes this team, really, to another level. It takes this offense to another level. There ain't no doubt about it. Right? And so Bobby Slowick has some pressure on him. At this point in time, the bar has been raised, right, to a point of where we're talking about AFC Championship and Super Bowl. We're no longer talking about rebuilds and playoffs.
The arrow's pointed up.
We're talking about, that's right, Cal, it is. But hell, where are we at? How up is it? We've got to look at this thing as Super Bowl caliber team, Super Bowl caliber expectations, AFC Championship caliber expectations. And while I think the run game will get this offense to a whole nother level, what I think takes this team to a whole nother level, Ron, is if this defense takes another step.
Yeah.
And I think the pressure this week, we've talked a lot about this pressure actually this week as well as moving forward, I think the pressure is squarely on D'Amico Ryans, the defensive coordinator, not the head coach. I mean, the head coach, he's got this thing figured out, man.
And Matt Burke. I want to be respectful to Matt Burke.
Well, okay, that's fair. I mean, I appreciate
like
you.
I'm trying to be
nothing. I mean, I'm sure he appreciates that.
That's right. But
D'Amico Ryans has
a dancer.
I mean, there is not only is there. Just reality, and if this defense gets better, this football team has a much better chance of making a deep run in the playoffs and being a real Super Bowl contender, right? But there's plenty of room for improvement. There's plenty of room for improvement. And D'Amico Ryans, along with Nick Caserio, on the defensive side of the football, went out and made some win-now moves. I mean, you've got one of the best pass rushers in the game in Danielle Hunter that you brought in. Azeez Al-Shaair, we've heard nothing but about how much of a leader this guy is, and he sets the standard, and he knows the system, and he's going to change. Great communicator, holds guys accountable. He's going to change the system. I mean, D'Amico has really hitched his wagon to Azeez Al-Shaair, right? You look outside. We talked about some of this in the last segment. You look outside. Kamari Lassiter from jump hooked his wagon to Kamari Lassiter. Nope, this is the guy. We're convinced. He's been the starting corner opposite Derek Stingley since I laid eyes on this. Since we were legally able to lay eyes on this team this year. That needs to work. Jalen Petrie moving from safety after getting benched last year, moving to safety and being your starting nickel defender. Once again, you cut Dez King, who was on the streets last year. He came back. You picked him back up. And he was clearly the best nickel on his team last year and made a handful of impact plays in the short period of time that he was here. You cut him and you ride with Jalen Petrie.
Real quick, that one at least makes more sense this year.
Yeah, no, no, no.
You
yeah,
know,
no,
that,
I,
cut,
yeah.
that cut last year, we were sitting there, what the hell is going
yeah,
on?
Last
that
year,
one, this one at least makes more sense.
Well, it makes more sense from a starting role. I don't know that it makes sense from a depth role.
You know, I get with that.
I mean, I don't know if it makes sense or not yet, but I hear you. We can look at it and order another round and move on to the next conversation. I agree. But it's something that D'Amico Ryans has hitched his wagon to, right? And then you look, and I think this is the biggest one. I don't know why I saved it for last. If you look at the interior defensive line where D'Amico said, no, he looked me and you dead and I said, no, I ain't got no worries about this interior defensive line. right? And
so just like I did about the receivers last year.
And so when you look at this two ways, the last year, the way last year ended, the way that they got look, it was bullied against the Ravens in the second half of that football game. And then you look at, so you take that and go, okay, there's plenty of room to improve. Now you've signed all these guys, you've hitched your wagon to all these guys. The pressure's on D'Amico Ryans, the defensive coordinator, to improve the defense, which in turn is going to immediately make this team a real, true blue Super Bowl contender. It gives you you can't have a real conversation about Baltimore, Kansas City, and you know, most of your NFC favorites. You can't have a real conversation about those teams without talking about their defense and how their defense really made a huge difference. Look at the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, you got the best player in the damn league. And scares defensive coordinators into changing their – I mean, offensive coordinators into changing their game plan, changing their identity. And still last year in the playoffs, a lot of the conversation, a huge chunk of the conversation was about the Kansas City Chiefs defense.
Oh, yeah. They had the second best defense in the league. And that's why, to the point you're making about – this defense, I'm curious on how big a step you're talking that they need to take, what it is that you're meaning by them needing to take, like how big a step forward. But to the point you're making is anything that just lightens the load a little bit off of C.J. Stroud and the offensive staff and Bobby Slowick can be big. Anything that does it, especially with the schedule, if they can play and win games where their offense isn't at their best, which that didn't happen a ton last year. Their offense had to be playing well for them to have a chance to win games. Anything that can lighten the load off of Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud is big, and that defense is one of those things that could really do it when you talk about it. And that's why the importance of that is key, because right, you know, last year was just like, hey, CJ boy, especially if you play any teams that are halfway decent to good, CJ's got to go. CJ's got a ball. He's got to play. And not many times did they lighten the load.
Yeah, Ron, it can't be on CJ for 17 games in the regular season and three or four games in the playoffs. Like there's got to be something that allows them to win games, you know, defensively. And look, I don't know. I don't know where you land as a defense statistically. With the Texans, we're in the lower third, lower half of the league. No, actually, in the top third of the league in rushing yards allowed. But so I don't know where you statistically need to land. But I know what you can't do is allow Baltimore to bully you in the second half. You know, the standard is set with the Kansas Cities of the world, the Baltimores of the world, the Green Bay Packers, the Cowboys, the Eagles, the 49ers, and you just, they got out physicaled against that football team, and I just don't think you can do that again this year. I don't care where they necessarily land statistically. I mean, ultimately, it matters, but I can't tell you 10th or 8th or 5th what that means. But I just know the quickest way for these team to really be relevant in a Super Bowl conversation is the defense has got to get better.
Yeah, and it looks like they have the parts to get better. And anywhere from they've added new pieces and guys like Danielle Hunter, and eventually when D'Amico Autry gets back, and even rookies that they're high on. And Azee, as you said, Alshire, they've added parts. But then you also got guys that are in year two of D'Amico's system that know it better. Like, you can see, Clint, you think there would be a pretty strong jump that Jalen Petrie takes from what he gave this team last year to what it looks like he can give this year. There feels like there could be those two people could be significantly different players, the Jalen Petrie that played last year and the Jalen Petrie that played this year. You could potentially see jumps from a Will Anderson coming in as a rookie and getting more comfortable, not only just in the NFL, but in the system, right? Henry Toa Toa at times was tough to have on the field. What he called himself, Tyler, a fat ass? Is that what he said he was last year?
Yeah,
he called himself a fat
verbatim
ass last year.
Fat ass.
And a lot of people feel better about what they're seeing from him too. So it looks like there are not only new pieces, but there are guys there that were just getting their feet wet in not only the league but the defense last year that you can see improvement.
Yeah, it's again. I mean, there's just D'Amico Ryans has hitched his wagon to so many guys that just have to play well, and they have to play well in order for this team to take the next step. And again, for me, it's overall. And I'll be honest with you, they weren't terrible against the run last year, but I just think they've got to make big time improvements this year against the run against certain football teams. You know, statistically against the pass, they weren't very good. They've got to be better there. But I just think overall, they've got to be a reason why this team wins ball games. We can look up and say, well, you know, overall they were good against the run, or they were good against the pass, or they turned the football over. But in opportune times in big games, you're going to have a bunch of them this year. Did you make that game changing play? Were you able to get that stop when you needed it, so C.J. Stroud could put a knee in it? Those kind of things. And I just think the pressure's on D'Amico, because the bodies, the dudes, are there now. The guys are there now, with the exception of a couple of spots. The dudes are there. So we'll see exactly how all that unfolds. Ron, I got something I mentioned to you last week, man. I'm not real happy with my wife right now.
What?
Not real happy with my wife right now.
Like, when you start things off like this, I don't know that this is the space to start things off with. I'm not real happy with my wife.
Are you familiar with Love is Blind?
Yeah, I've done about 5 seasons of Love is Blind. I've done about 5 of them. Nancy's the last one I did.
Well, just for the listeners, the concept of the show Love is Blind is you got about 10, 15 guys, 10, 15 girls. They've never seen each other. There's a wall in between the room where they individually, one, a guy sits in there and a girl sits on the other side. You can't see each other, and you decide who you want
like
to date.
Each
and
then other.
You do these blind. Say it again?
You just got to, like, feel each other. I've never seen the show.
No. You can't touch each other. You can't see each other. All you can do is hear each other.
They're pods. There's a wall between you. You just
be
talk
more
to
fun
each other.
If they
you fall
touch.
In love
it,
without
it,
the looks.
That's what they're specifically trying to eliminate.
They
is
eventually
being able to
do.
See and touch.
They eventually do, Cowboy.
Yeah, you eventually get there. But you decide who you want to date, and then ultimately you end up falling in love to the point where the guys, if they fall in love, will propose. All without seeing, without touching. All just talking and emotions. And so I've watched a couple of seasons with my wife, and I've never asked her this question, but I made the mistake this time, and I said, do you think that you would select me if we were in the pods? And Ron, I'm going to be honest with you, she laughed at me. She said, absolutely not. And at first I thought, okay, that's cute.
And what would you say if she asked you that question?
Well, hell yeah, I'd pick her.
Yeah, you would pick her, even if in your mind.
Well, I appreciate
think,
her brutal honesty.
Would you have been brutally honest with her?
Yeah, I would have picked her.
I know you would have picked her, but I'm just saying, if you in your mind were thinking, I don't know, man, I don't know if I would have picked her just off cover.
Yeah, we've got a pretty brutally
you
honest
you
open
told
relationship,
her?
So I think it would have gone either
I
way.
I would have lied.
But I like women are really good in these situations.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Women they're always trying to get you to open up and sharing their emotions. If anything, they err on the side of being too emotional, and then we're too closed off, right? So I get the whole gist of it. But how quick she said, hell no, I wouldn't. And then I circled back the next week on the next episode and said, hey, babe, were you serious? Would you not pick me?
Were you hurt? Your feelings hurt?
A tad bit.
You could tell the truth.
A tad bit. It was. It still is. What the hell? It was. It
and
still
she,
is.
And she just. Please, while were you hurt?
She ain't even circled back to it.
She ain't circled back.
Because I feel like.
Tell me why.
Because I feel like the people that know me closest.
You got a little Therapy Thursday going on right here on the drive live at Buffalo Wild.
I feel like the people that know me closest would say that I'm pretty open book. I'm pretty honest. I'm not going to sit there and just cry on your shoulder, but did she give you
any reasoning why she wouldn't pick you?
Well, she said, well, tell me what you would have said in there, and I stumbled through it. She put me on the spot, and she said, see, that's why. Because I didn't have a response immediately.
You shouldn't have sucked. You shouldn't have been sucked in on that.
Well, I think we need to
get. You said you know how
today,
I talk.
Today's not the day, and tomorrow we're at East River 9. That's not the day. But
we should set up the pods. Basically, have her call in. You go ahead and have that. I think we should set up a 5-minute pod.
I think Ron Ugly should get to the bottom of it. I think we should call her on air and get some answers.
I think she gave you some answers, and you didn't put you feel for the.
Well,
trap.
I'm hoping that you disagree with it, and you'll straighten this out.
Well, hey, don't put that pressure on me. Shoot. All right, coming up as we are live here, still a chance to enter to win tickets to see the Texans take on the Bears coming up here Sunday Night Football on the 15th, and your chance to win a wonderful big time cooler, all courtesy of Bud Light. As we are live here in Katy. Buffalo Wild Wings, come on out and get involved in that raffle. The Astros took an L today as they lost, but the real thing is some people are putting a series on Jeff Bagwell because he was the broadcaster. His last night's loss squarely at the hands of Tyler Milner. We'll discuss that coming up next.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. Coming up here after this segment ends will be the drawing of the cooler provided by Bud Light. So if you are driving in, please drive safely. If you are here and you have not filled out your name yet and put it in our raffle box, you might want to do that, as this gentleman seems like he is going to head to fill out his name to put in that raffle box over there. Your chance to win right there. Your chance to win one coming up here after this segment ends. Your chance to win the cooler there. And it is a nice one, a big size one provided from Bud Light. And coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, the big one. The big one, your chance to win a pair of tickets.
Oh, I thought you were calling me. You needed something.
The medium one. The medium one. No, the,
hey, I'll take it. I'll take it. You talking to me, Bo?
The pair of tickets to go see the Bears. The Bears and the Texans here at NRG Week 2 Sunday Night Football. The first time this team has had a primetime game in a couple of years. That will take place Sunday. You got a chance at the 5 o'clock hour to win those tickets. So hang with us. If you are just joining and hadn't seen it, the Astros had an early game today, and they lost to the Cincinnati Reds. They were swept by the Reds in that three-game series in 4 days with that off day on Tuesday, but they were swept, losing 1-0 today. 1-0, and at this point, yes, you don't want to get swept, Clint. But where they are right now, and they're sitting 5 games up on the Mariners right now, as the Mariners look to try to get above 500. That's where the Mariners are right now. They're looking to try to get above 500. They lead the A's 4-2 in the sixth. But you're still 5 games up on the Mariners, 4.5 or 5.5, depending on how that turns out. So you feel pretty good, maybe, what, 22, 21 games left. You feel pretty good about where you are and getting into the postseason. So a lot of it you can look at the things that really matter. Hey, sometimes you're not going to swing the bats well, and you know, a team and a pitcher may get hot, and you may lose 1-0. But I think the big piece is we're getting later and later in the season, and Hunter Brown comes in and gives you no-run baseball over 6 innings, and he continues this run that he has been on since June. I believe June is when he won Pitcher of the Month or something. I think it was that month. He has been on this run where he has just been one of the best pitchers in baseball. Him and Framber have been two of the best pitchers in baseball in the second half. He has another big start today. I think that's bigger, especially coming off of what the Reds did to Spencer Getty the night before. I think that is bigger than just, hey, you got swept in Cincinnati. That's a bigger, more important deal that Hunter Brown continues to roll.
I think the Astros have positioned themselves where we can talk about silver linings.
Yep.
You know, we can talk about positives in a series where they got swept by the Reds, and I agree. Whether we're looking at Verlander throwing 107 pitches in the first game against the Reds, although it wasn't real pretty, you get 107 pitches. Clearly the distance is not a problem, right? Number one. Number two, Spencer Arrighetti. It was so bad that I feel like Spencer Arrighetti was probably tipping pitches at that point in time. But I don't want to let that one game minimize what Spencer Arrighetti has done, because he was being mentioned before that game on the same graphics as Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez. And so I'm not going to let that one game where clearly the wheels came off in the first inning, I'm not going to minimize what he's been able to do to date because of that. It's going to take a lot more. And then, like you said, Hunter Brown just keeps on keeping on, man. And by the way, you say Kikuchi is a guy that is being looked at right now as the best acquisition at the trade deadline.
I love Kikuchi!
Thank you for that. Yes.
So, I mean, you've got
– you're welcome.
I know it was a rough series. I know Spencer Arrighetti was bad for whatever reason, but – but boy, I'm not going to let this series minimize or diminish what they've been able to do today.
Well, and with Spencer Arrighetti in particular, I think you can look at it, and that's not really his fault. That's Tyler's fault. I think this is one where we could look at this and put it on Tyler.
That's
like,
silly.
You know, I'm just saying. Last year, we've all agreed that the debacle that happened in Charlotte between the Panthers and the Texans, you know, that was not really on the Texans.
Ain't happening in Minnesota, son.
That was on you showing up. And yesterday, Tyler, I mean, you could not have been more confident. I mean, you were definitive.
I mean, do you blame me, though? I mean, it wasn't. I mean, no one saw that crap coming. Are you kidding me?
Listen, and I said it yesterday, and I say it here. It was a good bet. I heard John Lopez giving it to you, but he also said it was one of those bets that made sense, understanding why you were salivating over it. But damn, Vegas is good. They know something all the time.
Shoot, that's better than being good, because
they leered Joe ahead.
Two-thirds of an inning, bro? Holy
Well, you know, the beautiful thing about it is at least Tyler, they didn't flirt with us, man. At least they just went ahead and let us down, man. Right to me, don't flirt, man. Don't tease me. They just flat let us down right out.
I mean, the entertainment value would have been better for a while if they would have at least flirted with
nah,
it.
Nah. If you don't take $100 from me, just walk up and snatch it.
Because we're sitting in there
don't
early.
Don't dangle me along now.
We're sitting there early as we're about to leave, and Clint's like, damn, man, they are hitting him. And then Clint said, well, the good thing is he's only thrown 13 pitches through four batters. So, cool, we're good. I thought maybe he gets out of it, maybe he settles down, and now you're just playing for the strikeout.
Yeah, he had three walks too, man. I mean, that was rough.
And even, like, what that first out was, or that second out was tattooed, just hit to somebody. But, nah, man, my man threw 38 pitches in one inning that he didn't even complete was just out of control. Somebody on YouTube and Twitch, hell yeah, that was on Tyler. But I still think people trust you. I don't know. Your locks have been a little shaky. I will say that.
It's just because the two Clint followed that those two didn't hit, so now they're all blown
three,
up.
But there's been three. But
name them.
Look, I mean, I can't think that far.
That's convenient.
I'm just telling you, there's been three. I've been counting them.
I need some evidence.
But here's the deal, T. I told you, T. I mean, the overall bet and the overall bet's tremendous. You got to stop with the locks, man.
No, my locks are fine. My percentage hit on my locks is actually really good. Y'all just got on the wrong ones, man. I mean, there's no denying last night was that's horrendous. I mean, I said it was the lock of the month, and it was done before the first inning was over.
Yeah.
So I'm not hampering that at all.
This wouldn't have been that bad if you didn't put the month and the what'd you say the lock of the week, and then you said no, that ain't good enough.
Maybe
Jack.
The month.
That's how I felt about it in my heart, man.
It's the month. Oh, I know it, man. And you went with it, man. I
don't BS the Drive family on betting advice.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I almost did it. I almost did it.
But Shawnee was trying to get me to it. He was like, "Damn, glad I didn't."
See, that's why you can't do that thing he wants you to do right there, man.
We got to talk about that at some point.
I wouldn't have been able to live with that. I got it. Someone said, Ron, not at all on T-Mill. Bagwell is god-awful to listen to. The arrogance, you'd think he was Ted Williams. So
that's what I'm saying, man. It's the arrogance. I mean, it just drips off the dude's lips.
It just became arrogance because he was arrogant about Jose Abreu. That's what
happened. And I mean, maybe he should be a little arrogant. He is a Hall of Famer. Like, just I hear his voice now and I get peeved, man. I'm like, man, something about this guy. I just want to punch him in the throat.
Because you keep seeing, I think all of you keep seeing Jose Abreu. That's what it is. And maybe Rafael Montero with his back turned. That's what you see, the face of Abreu, and Abreu turn around with Montero with his back to you. That's what you see. I mean, it's all right, man. It's a tough one, man. You take an L. Why not? At least your bet just was money.
Yeah, scared money don't make money. We'll get it back.
All right, the Texans cheerleaders are out, and my man, you missed it. My man came in. They walked in. My man said, "Yo!" And he was, hey, he was the only one that said something. And he said, "Let me bring it back down a little bit." Sound look crazy. They walked in. He sounded like he thought everybody was going to say, "Hey, they're here." It was just him. Oh, let me bring it down a little bit. But the Texans cheerleaders out, and right now, as soon as we get done, Clint, we are going to hook somebody up with this cooler. Courtesy of Bud Light. A lot going on here as we're live here in Katy at Buffalo Wild Wings. Stephon Diggs, man, he spoke about how excited and how privileged it was to be to be chosen a captain here for the Texans. Boy, man, we could be all – a lot of us could be a lot of us could have been really, really wrong about what we thought the potential of what could happen here with the Texans. All of that coming up next right here live.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings and Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, shout out to the great people at Bud Light and the great people here at Buffalo Wild Wings who have taken care of us here on this Thirsty Thursday, the first one of the year. And congratulations to Scott. Clap it up for Scott. Congratulations to Scott. Scott, who is the winner of the cooler, the Bud Light cooler that was that he was hooked up with. And congratulations to him. One more prize left, and it's the big one. It is the tickets, as the Texans will take on the Bears coming up September 15th, Sunday night. Football, a huge, huge game. And that will be on. We got Clint on both video cameras right now, don't we?
I mean, I appreciate the gesture, man. I appreciate
Let's put
that.
The great one. Let's put him on the great one here. There it is. there it is. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Texans take on the Bears, September 15th. All you got to do is get in here, get your name in. In the 5 o'clock hour, your chance to win those tickets. You got to be here and present to win those. By the way, the Texans cheerleaders are here. Travis Johnson's on the way in. She thought he was coming. Oh, he's telling me to take a picture. No, my man said, no, let me fill my name out here so I can get these tickets. So I can have a good go of it. All right. Clint, Stephon Diggs, who is one of the captains, one of the chosen captains. Would you have bet that? When Stephon Diggs was signed here, would you have bet that Stephon Diggs would have been one of the seven captains?
Not when he was signed, no.
No, I didn't either. I wouldn't have thought that either. Obviously, we saw him every day. Then you knew, well, okay, he's...
Yeah, it didn't take long of being there and watching. And again, I put so much stock into whether guys naturally gravitate to someone or not. When you're talking about, we're not just talking about a good player. When you talk about a leader, like a true, genuine, sincere leader, like, there should be some type of gravity pull towards that individual. And it didn't take long within the first handful of days where you see John Metchie, Tank Dell, C.J. Stroud. If there's a break and everybody else is in the shade or in the cold room, you know, it just seemed like there's three or four or five guys taking a knee wherever Stephon Diggs happened to be. And so it was very obvious very quickly that he was clearly a leader. Now, I still don't know that I would have bet that he was going to be selected a captain.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think that he should, but I don't know. I wasn't 100% sure, even though when you asked me who the three were, I picked them nail on the head.
Yeah, felt it. All right, except for the special teamer. All right, sorry, John Weeks, but – This was actually Stephon Diggs speaking about this, talking about what it meant for him to be named a captain here with the Houston Texans.
Everything. At this point in my career, this is my 10th year in the league. Obviously, the past couple years I've been a captain. And going to a new team, new scenery, new people. I kind of like echo this like from the get-go, like earning the respect of my teammates, my coaches. So when I say everything, it means everything. You know what I'm saying? I play this sport with a chip on my shoulder. I approach each and every day the right way. I try to. I play with a lot of passion and I work at it. So to see that your peers acknowledge that and your coaches acknowledge that, because, I mean, your teammates vote for it. And people don't really, I don't think people really know that, but your teammates vote for it and they respect me and they appreciate me. And it goes the extra mile for me. And I just want to do everything I can to be the best captain I can.
Yeah, I think right now our concerns, and I think they were valid concerns, and I think there are other people who are still concerned with this, mainly Ocho, who listens every day, about what you'll get, what kind of vibes, what kind of guy he'll be day in and day out. And right now, I mean, the addition that he has been on the field is one thing, but everything else has been another. This could be completely way off from what, you know, we thought. Hell, even at the best, I wouldn't have thought that. And when I hear that his teammates voted for him, I bet you only CJ may have been the one who had been more unanimous. I mean, I bet everybody looked at it and said, hell yeah, Diggs, hell yeah, that's a leader. Aziz, I bet you those two, the new guys here, I bet you they looked at both of them and said, absolutely. Those are absolute captains. And I would have never guessed that upon the time when they signed him. So he has really, really made a huge impact.
Well, when you take a guy like Diggs that can physically, just with his physical gifts, bring so much to a team and make the team immediately better, and then that guy genuinely and sincerely buys in and cares. He helps individual players consistently. I mean, you're just checking boxes at this point, right? Great player, great teammate, mentor, super accountable. You know, as good as C.J. Stroud is, there's a lot of work that goes into the chemistry that we saw with Tank Dell and Nico Collins. He understood that immediately and started grinding with C.J. Stroud. So he's just checked so many boxes in the captain column that it just makes sense.
Yeah. From the text line, my favorite here, from the text line. It's getting hairy in here. This guy, no, his wife's waiting on his ass at the house. Someone texted in and said, Ron, wasn't it Clint who didn't want Diggs on the Texans? I mean, but you get new evidence. And you see what it is. He's allowed to change an opinion. He'd really be an asshat if he just kept continue to sit there and say, oh, no, I want him. He's not good for the Texans. He's not a real leader. Like, no. Yeah, you can get new evidence. It was valid and understanding and understood why some didn't want Stephon Diggs, didn't want to potentially bring that in. They've been completely wrong up to this point. And you can change off that.
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't have a problem. I stand by that. When I knew from a distance what went on in Minnesota and what went on in Buffalo and how that you watch that from a distance, how it unfolds, he was the last receiver on my list in terms of those high caliber guys that I would like for the Texans to have pursued. Clearly they pursued him and you accept it and you watch practice and you form a more inside opinion because you're there every day and ultimately he's been absolutely money. Now, there's also a good chance that, you know, a change is good. You know, a new scenery is good. And so there's probably been a change on his side as well. So, look, I don't have a problem with being wrong on Stephon Diggs. There's still a lot of people that believe that it'll go south in Houston at some point in time.
Yeah, yeah. Which, I mean, obviously something could happen. Who knows? But as of right now, he's played and he is more importantly, the big thing for him is his attitude and what he's brought to the table from that perspective has been A+.
Well, look, I mean, here's the deal with the Houston Texans and this should be the case with every single fan and everybody that gives a rip about the Texans. What they have from a chemistry perspective is special. Like it's elite. And it's driven by a first-year head coach. Is driven by up to date. It's been driven by some very young players, right? And yes, if there's any player when free agency rolls around again next year, and if there are any players that have reputations around the league that are sourced that there's some level of credibility to, then I hope the Texans are going to pass on those individuals. Like, and we all should, like, at the end of the day, there is a big reason why this team was successful last year and why people are so convinced that they're going to be successful again this year is because of the chemistry. It's because of the accountability, the leadership, just the way that everybody is on board, the buy-in. You know, that's extremely important. So anytime there's a player that's discussed that could potentially disrupt that, I'm going to err on the side of I'll pass. The Texans didn't believe that with Diggs.
And they were right.
Out and watched practice every day, and he proved to be a real asset for this football team so far. So, that's going to be the case for me with everybody moving forward. Like, I've never – even when they were bad, I've never subscribed to – Like, the one thing I loved what Nick Caserio did was get all the cancers out. I don't care how good a player you are. If you don't want to buy in, if you want to buck the system.
Energy vampires.
Like energy vampire. There you go, T. I mean, like if you want to be one of those people, you can play in this league. You're just going to go play somewhere else. That's the one thing I was never on board with sign this guy or that guy. I don't care what his past has been for this football team. And I just don't, you know, I'm more times than not, I'm going to err on the side of, nah, I'm good.
All right, the NFL season kicks off tonight, and I told you earlier, I wondered how motivated the Chiefs would actually be tonight in this game. Lamar Jackson has started talking. And I think Lamar Jackson has said something that may make this game and make the Chiefs a little bit more motivated to play in tonight's game. He didn't get to talking before this game starts. We'll also fill you in on what happened to the Astros in Cincinnati and the injuries. It is Thursday, a big practice day for the Texans. We'll let you know the injury report coming up as we continue live here from Katie at Buffalo Wild Wings right here on The Drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.